Senator Rose has been talking up reform to the state's purchasing or procurement practices for months.
You talk about the governor's speech the other day. He put a price tag on it of $500 million in savings if we simply fix this one piece. Those of us in higher ed world would like to see this come back around to fund our universities. It's a common sense approach that everybody should get behind.
Reforms include streamlining the procurement process, making it easier for bidders to participate, and involving the state's Auditor General to independently and routinely audit purchasing contracts between the state and vendors. At the Capitol, I'm Ray Watt. Cut to the news conference also included Governor Bruce Rauner in 3, 2, 1.
This is an important step in our process to transform the government, make sure it's efficient, effective, providing real value for taxpayers, and providing better quality services to the people of Illinois. Procurement has been one of the largest sources of waste and abuse in our state. It's frustrating the level of incompetence and inefficiency in the system, and we really need to change this as quickly as we possibly can. We believe if we do this right, we can save over $500 million a year while increasing the quality of the outcomes and the quality of the goods and services that we're purchasing on behalf of the people of the state.
Cut three. Senator Rose is a member of the Legislative Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, which held procurement hearings in 2015. Senator Rose says the current cumbersome procurement rules makes contracts more expensive. He cited the recent contract for prescription drug coverage for state employees as an example of costly and inefficient rules. In 3, 2, 1.
The first round of bidders were thrown out. They were all thrown out under the state procurement code. The first round bidders were Catamaran, Caremark, and Express Scripts. These are national companies with entire phalanxes of lawyers and regulatory compliance specialists, yet they couldn't figure out how to bid this contract under the Illinois procurement code. So they had to rebid it, go back out to bid. The second bid, two of them made it, but one got kicked out. So here's the exchange. I asked the chief procurement officer, Mr. Brown, I said, "So are we sure that we got the best deal for the taxpayers? Are we sure we got the best deal for the taxpayers?" Quote, "Absolutely, we don't know." Absolutely, we don't know. This is a $3 billion contract. That's insane.
Yeah.